This is Worldview on WBEZ. I'm Jerome McDonnell. It's Thursday and time for our Global Activism series. Every Thursday, we hear about someone who makes the world a better place. Kat Valera is co-founder of Music for Lombok. It's a nonprofit that aims to bring music, art, and English education to an orphanage in Indonesia. Thanks a lot for joining us, Kat.
Selamat siang. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's nice. You're picking up a little
A little bit, Bahasa. I try.
Now, tell us, how did you get involved in Indonesia here? It sounds like you had a roundabout way of finding Lombok.
Yes, I actually I ended up in Southeast Asia 2 years ago. I was flown out there to teach music at a school in Bangkok. And the job was less than pleasant, so I ended up leaving. And this was around the time of that blizzard apocalypse you had a couple years ago in Chicago.
Right.
So I figured, do I want to go back or should I hang out here? So I worked my way around Southeast Asia. I ended up in an island called Gili Trawangan in Indonesia. And this is where I met Amet. He was working at an internet cafe. And he told me how he sent a large portion of his income every month back to the orphanage at his village. And this touched me because, you know, someone who makes so little is willing to share with the people he cares about. And we became friends, and I met my partner in this endeavor, Sarah Rutherford, through him. And he invited us to come out to his village in Lombok. So we went over there.
And Sarah Rutherford's from Australia?
She is from Australia, but she's currently living in California.
Cool.
Yes.
And so you guys met out there in Indonesia and traveled to this guy's village.
Yes, we did. The village was called Sesala Gunungsari. It's north of Mataram in Lombok. The people there just totally touched us with their kindness, and they accepted us with open arms. They were always making sure we had food, we had something to drink, we were always taken care of. And
Describe the village to us a little bit. How big is it, or what's there?
Well, there's a mosque. There is the school and orphanage. There's residents. They asked me about my background, and my background is in music. I have a degree in music. So they brought out this girl to sing for me. She's the pride of the school. This 11-year-old girl came out in her hijab, and she sang Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On. And it was very beautiful, very precious. But I couldn't help but notice as she sang that she kept raising her shoulders every time she took a breath. And anyone who's ever studied voice and voice training knows that the proper way to breathe when you're singing is to use your diaphragm. So I inquired about the music program at the school, and there really wasn't one. The school has a guitar. They have a computer program. We have some music samples, and this is pretty much all computer generated besides the guitar and their voice. So this is about the time when it came to me what a great thing it would be to bring a music program to the school.
Let's listen to the music sample.
Definitely.
Why don't we hear a little music from Lombok?
Sayup suara azan berkumandang. Lontai langkahku penuhi panggilan.
All right, that doesn't sound like Celine Dion.
And
it's kind of interesting that they're just doing this with a little electronics and their voices and a guitar and some other instrument you've sent pictures of?
No, those are actually traditional instruments that I sent you pictures of. We would like to bring some of these instruments to the school. The school is cannot afford to have any of the instruments of their own. We want to bring lots of instruments to the school so that the children can learn how to play this music that they've created live, not just on the computer, but be able to have live performances and articulate their expression through the music.
Tell us more about this orphanage. There's how many children there, and this is the school that goes along with it.
Yes, the orphanage is called Al Ashria. There's about 160 students there at a time, give or take. Many of them are orphans. The school is definitely substandard by Western standards. If you see the children, they sleep on cold floors, cold concrete floors. There's garbage. One of the goals of our program, and this is more on Sarah's end, she wants to build them a brand new school that would be good enough for the students of Chicago, but in Lombok, Indonesia. And what I want to do is bring them a ongoing program where we bring them music and art. And through the music and art, they're going to learn English, because music really is a universal language. And by working with our instructors, they're going to have a chance to practice their English skills, which is so important today in this global economy where everybody is connecting with one another via the internet. And it'll be great for if many of them want to go into working with tourism, which is one of the major sources of income in Indonesia. So it's a great opportunity for the students.
Now, if you're going to do all this, how are you going to make it happen? How are you going to round up volunteers? You're going
yes.
to, and your partner is going to round up a school.
Yes, she is putting together funds to build the school. What I'm collecting for here in Chicago is we want to be able to send the volunteers out to Indonesia. One of the things I thought was an advantage for me was that my school that I'd worked at flew me to Thailand, and I don't think I would have ever gone out there if I'd had to pay for it myself, because a lot of people that want to volunteer, they're fresh out of college, maybe you're in debt, it's hard to get a job. We don't exactly have the money to be able to send ourselves out on this great experience, but in the meantime, if you do have the opportunity to have this experience, it'll help build your resume, it'll make you a more worldly person. So we want to send them out there. We want to also have the volunteers act as couriers and bring along art supplies and instruments. So we're looking for donations of instruments and art supplies. We're hoping to do a dance-a-thon benefit concert this summer. We've been working in conjunction with Blurp Events, where right now we are seeking out a venue to hold this event. So if people are interested in helping us, they can visit our website, which is www.mflchicago.org. Again, that's MFL, M as in Mary, F as in Frank, L as in Lady, Chicago.org. We are looking for private and corporate sponsorships. It's a great opportunity for those who want to make a small donation, and it will bring a great amount of change to this world.
Now, do you see your core supporters as being music people primarily, or do you think
sure.
maybe it'll be people with an interest in Asia and in Indonesia?
Oh, yeah. I think it'll be a little bit of everything. The feedback that I've gotten so far since starting this organization has just been phenomenal. People think it's cool because it's so exotic. People think it's cool because it involves music and art. Everybody thinks it's a really great idea, and it's just such it's going to bring together East and West in an exchange that goes both ways. It's going to benefit both the students and the volunteer teachers. It's so important to invest in Lombok's culture and in the lives of these children.
Tell us about a child in Lombok. What's their story like?
Well, typically, a family in Lombok will live in about sometimes as low as a dollar a day. Almost 25% of the population in Lombok lives at or below the poverty level. But the children, they seem to have a very pure life. Like they want to play. They want to be creative. They're very sweet. I took from the girls that they are very shy and a little more subdued. So I do believe that myself and maybe other women volunteers being there will serve as a very, very good female role models in their lives.
What about the role of religion and faith? And what did you learn about the experience of being in Indonesia?
Well, one of the things I love about Indonesia is that it is so multi-theist. It's a place where you could walk down the street and you see a mosque and a church and a Hindu temple and a Buddhist temple, and everybody's just coexisting in relative peace. In November of 2010, Barack Obama made a speech from the University of Indonesia in Jakarta, and he spoke about how Indonesia is a great example of a predominantly Muslim democracy that works. So we really want to use this organization also to promote religious tolerance. In light of recent events and there just seems to be a lot of negative press out there about Muslim culture, and we would love to have some volunteers go out there and have a positive experience with Muslim people that are caring. And I think it'll change a lot of people's perceptions on the role that religion plays in the world.
Do you have a timeline for when you think you can get a new school up and running, when you can get volunteers there next?
I know Sarah is hoping to build the new school in 2013, and I am hoping to get volunteers out there as early as January 2014.
Well, Kat Valera, good luck with the project.
Oh, terima kasih. Thank you so much for having me.
Kat Valera is co-founder of Music for Lombok, and you can find more information about Music for Lombok on our website and see some of the neat pictures that Kat sent at wbez.org/globalactivism. And while you're there, you can hear more stories from the series. You can suggest someone you think we should include in the series. Send us an email at worldview@wbez.org.